Engineers from the Cyclone Testing Station in Queensland are in Kalbarri looking for clues in the wreckage left by Cyclone Seroja as to why the destruction was so widespread. The Category 3 storm had 170 kilometre hour winds and severely damaged 70% of Kalbarri. Engineers from the testing station at James Cook University will examine the debris, such as roof structures, bent road signs, even individual nails, to understand whether building practices contributed to the destruction. Chief Research Engineer Dr. David Henderson says the centre's findings, which will be made public, could have implications for future construction, especially in marginal cyclone zones of Australia.
Look, the damage is very striking there. It is in what's known as Wind Region B. It's an intermediate zone between the cyclone and non-cyclone regions of the country. There's a Region B over on our side of the country in Queensland as well. The whole idea around the design wind speeds, you know, this Seroja's come in and the winds are around that minimum design requirement we have. Like, we have different design levels around the country. In Region B, it's set for a low to mid Cat 3 type wind speed. The minimum requirement in cyclone at Region C is around 70 metres per second, which is, you know, your mid to low Category 4 cyclone as a minimum criteria. We all get thought about as just we build to that criteria, we're fine. But no, that's just that line in the sand where it'd be great if we have a conversation and maybe this event will lead to more about that, about building better, building more resilient type structures, more robust structures.
So, David Henderson, the cyclone was a Category 3 when it struck Kalbarri, and it is in Wind Region B. That's meant to cope with Category 3 cyclones then?
It's up at the upper level of it in terms of that, and a lot of the work that will be going on by, you know, our colleagues, you know, Jeff Bourne, David Falk, that up in that field at the moment, plus others there, will be really trying to understand what were the wind speeds impacting on the towns, because this is going to be critical information to feed back into our building codes and standards around what has worked and what hasn't worked. So when doing the damage surveys, it's not just looking at the broken stuff, it's also looking at the stuff that's not broken around it. And one of the aspects of it is how we consider how our house can protect us. So in cyclonic regions for modern housing built since the 80s, we designed them to have that if a window was broken on the windward wall, say, so or a door, that pressure that's been pushing on that windward wall instantaneously enters into the building and doubling the load on our house. And our houses have to be designed for that in a cyclone region. In the intermediate region, Region B, it's a bit more of a grey area where, you know, we've been professing that, yeah, this should be the design case, but there's a lot of instances where it's designed assuming that no, there will be no breakage, that none of the doors or windows will fail having this dominant opening. So in the cases like with being reported back and what we've seen on the media as well, is that people will say the window blew in or the window broke and then the roof went. So that's this level of a small element leading to the massive failure of the rest of the structure. So it's not a robust system there. So that small elements led to the collapse of the house, if you like. So for Region B, we need to really start thinking, and any other region for that matter, start thinking about the robustness of what we're sheltering in. Because like in cyclones or these types of events, we get told to leave our engineered structures and we get told to go home. Our homes have to be up to the task of protecting us.
And do you think that building codes perhaps need to be more robust in these middle ground areas, particularly if in the future more bad weather, more cyclones, more severe winter storms are forecast?
Well, our building codes already have this principle of robustness in there. It's really getting the message out of the consequences of not following that or not adhering to those principles. And so this may well be an example of this. Again, we have to wait for all the data to come in, wait for these damage surveys to be done, all these discussions with the people there and gathering all the evidence of, you know, the bits of timber, the bits of nails, all that stuff that's left in this forensic engineering, pulling that all together and then coming up some real hard information to go back to builders, building regulators, homeowners even, around the resilience of their structures.
You mentioned a term there, Dr. Henderson, forensic engineering. Can you elaborate more on what your colleagues are doing post-Cyclone Seroja?
So it's really important to get in there straight after an event like this to really understand the good and bad performance of our houses and buildings and how they coped with these types of events coming through. So in terms of what we're looking at is looking to see, well, if the house performed well, how was it built? How was it constructed? What were the elements used? What were the materials used? How many nails did it have in that connecting that bit of timber to that bit of timber? And similarly for houses that didn't perform well, going through finding the pieces, finding how far they got carried by the wind, what did that debris hit and what did that damage did that cause? But also working back to see whether the weak link might have been in that house, tracking it down through the structural system to, again, understand what the weak link is. Because in terms of windstorms, wind loading, as the wind's hitting the side of the house, going up over the roof, it's trying to push your house over as well. It's trying to lift the whole house out of the ground, you know, by its roof skin, by its roof cladding. Like the roofing's connected to the battens connected to the rafters connected to the top of the wall. So it's like your wrist bone connected to elbow bone connected all the way down to ground level. If there's a weak link in that chain, the whole house can fall apart, coming back to the poor robustness of it. So the forensic engineering is trying to pull through all those things and seeing what we can learn. It's incredibly important.
Dr. David Henderson, Chief Research Engineer at the Cyclone Testing Station from James Cook University.